is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Guardian Radio AM. Today is Tuesday, October 28th. It's a little after 11 o'clock in the morning. Once again, this is C.A. Nuri and I shall be your host for today. I think I'm going to entertain our open line Tuesday just because I have guests later on in the week and I'm trying to get all of the political and social talk out of the way. So when I have that series of people I'm interviewing and lightening the Bahamian public with for the end of the week, people already be hopefully satisfied or have their fill of Bahamian politics and things. So if you have something political or social that you want to engage in and want my commentary on, I call in. I'll be happy to give commentary on such. But like I said, at the end of the week, it can be a lot in who I'll be engaging. So bear with me whilst I do that. I see there is an evacuation order. Yesterday we were talking that it is proposed to be an evacuation order. It's official now. The headline in the Guardian for today says, get out. Right? It's a blunt term, get out, right? Every time I see that word, because I watched the movie Get Out and I terrify it. That's a movie that has me have issues to this day. So the government issues evacuation order for the southeast Bahamas ahead of Melissa, Hurricane Melissa. As we know, Melissa is supposed to be impacting Jamaica any minute now. It hasn't for the past week, maybe for the last 3 or 4 days, we've been talking about it, the impending storm. And the words they have been using has been harsh and brash. You know, end of the world. Everything is going to be destroyed. The worst hurricane ever, right? Jamaica will change. Jamaica will be annihilated. They use some graphic words. And I'm a little upset with words because I don't like people, especially I believe in word magic. You don't be saying these things, denouncing the end of a particular nation, right? You offer support. And I'm sure that when this storm is over, type of devastation that may happen, that our country, the Bahamas, will render support. But in the meantime, we are rendering support and uplifting our own people, because our own people in the southeastern region of the Bahamas, right? And we need to know where that is exactly. There's maps showing that there's different sections of the Bahamas. There's the southeastern, is the central Bahamas, there's the northwestern Bahamas, and there's the northern Bahamas. So we need to know exactly where we stand, especially when we're speaking to each other so we can visualize what is happening. And in the southeastern Bahamas, there's an evacuation order. And we must understand. I was trying to talk to a sergeant today. He didn't respond, but he tends to be good at responding at the DMR, he tends to respond well. So I'm going to ask him or have him ask him to see if he can send me someone who can speak on what does evacuation orders mean exactly. I do not know. I haven't read this article with Get Out yet, and hopefully I'll be able to read it into the record. Hopefully there's some information in that to explain what is evacuation. What is the responsibility of the individual who's being evacuated? What is the responsibility of the government in terms of the evacuation, right? And in terms of getting back and forth, right? Like when we evacuating our students from the University of West Indies in Mona Campus, Jamaica, the Ministry of Foreign Affairs habitually have made it a part of their mandate to go and pick up our students, not the residents there. I mean, if there's space, I assume you could jump onto the plane. But the Ministry of Foreign Affairs made it part of their mandate to any student, Bahamian student, who wants to come back home, evacuate to New Providence, that they will take up the bill. Now, how you getting back home is something different. They let you know. We can bring you here to make sure you be safe. but you would have more likely have to pay your way to get back to school. I mean, there was a controversy before regarding that. Why do you bring me here? Until you bring me here, even though you asked to come. But why should I be paying back my our Ministry of Foreign Affairs tend to make sure, Fred Mitchell, it's something about youth. You tend to make sure that they are safe in the Bahamas. And how you make it back home is you between you and your parents to go back home. But today I want to have a discussion on what evacuation means, the role and responsibilities of the individual, and of course the government. If I'm evacuating you from Inagua, there's one plane has already arrived to New Providence, right? And there's another one they're planning now. Where do they go? Are they already arranged to go to friends, families, right? And when they say, just bring, carry on. If I'm evacuated and I can't go back home for another week, 2 weeks, what is put in place for me to survive 2 and 3? Since I can't bring no canned items with me, coming from Inagua, how much canned items can I bring, right? I want to know what can behemoths be plugged in, systems that behemoths can be plugged into in order for their survivability for, like I say, a 4-day stint of being evacuated from your place. And I want to add this to the conversation. With all these hurricanes passing through the Caribbean regions, and now they lasting a day, 24 hours, 48 hours in terms of the impact. What if a Hurricane 5-ish comes directly over New Providence? Is there a place for New Providence people to evacuate, or that the evacuation thing is not for us? We got to stay on our island, and we go to one of the centers, right? Is there a plan for a mass movement of people from New Providence? Say, well, if it ever get this devastation to this point, you're going to Grand Bahama, you're going to Abaco, you're going to Andres until we can make sense or reestablish the capital in terms of managing the disaster area. Is there something that exists? Mary Green just came in and she's joining me. I wanted to read this Get Out. She's looking at me peculiar. I wanted to read this Get Out article in the National Guardian. But I have a comment on my concerns about evacuation of Nassau people.
I concerned about your concerns, at least the language that you used, right? And I'm not sure if you aware the implications of the language that you use, that the government would evacuate people, residents of New Providence, to other family islands in the case that a major storm passes over New Providence. Cool, fine with that. But then you said something like that would suggest that they could order us to stay in place wherever we've been resettled or displaced temporarily, that they could order us to stay in place until they restore normalcy in New Providence.
I'm not sure if I go on to that, but I still accept it. I accept that.
Right?
And let's say,
because that
is a complete devastation like what happened in Abaco, where it's a disaster zone coming back to, the airport is not even open. Right.
So here's my thing. Remember that?
I see you call us. We're coming back soon.
Remember when the government said only 70 people died?
Yeah.
And then Dwayne Sand said only 240 people? That I don't think that constitutes a public health risk. Even if, let's say it was 240, even if all 240 bodies were strewn across a zone called a storm zone, that would not be a sufficient risk to then order people to reset, right, to temporarily resettle on another island until we declare that. Not 240 bodies.
Yeah.
Now, if you say 2,000 bodies, which is what is closer to what people in the storm estimated, then I could consider that. But there has to be rules and there have to be laws to tell me that I am ordered to reside where I am until the government tells me.
And that is the conversation. The conversation is what happens if that has been declared. What do we do? What is the mandate instruction for the Bahamian people? Should we start having these type of conversations? Let's go to the callers now so we get ready to go to that article. Because I said the people coming from Inagua, people will come from Auckland. And I want to know when they reach here, land to the airport, what happens at the airport? Do we say, hey, do you all have families you all going to? or do we say we can take you to the to one of the shelters? Has any of the shelters in New Providence been open as yet? I'm not sure what's happening to the people of Inagua, what's going to be happening to the people of Maykal
when they reach. Would shelters in New Providence be opened for this storm? Is there an expectation that New Providence residents would have to seek shelter in a category, if it crosses the southeastern, if it crosses the southern Bahamas at a category 2, mm-hmm. right? Would that warrant shelters being opened in New Providence for New Providence people?
Let's go to the call instead so they can engage with the conversation. But I want to
I think that there will be shelter provided, but would there be any shelter you want, or would there be one shelter designated to house residents evacuated with the southeastern evacuation order?
Yes. Yeah. Call a guy in the AM.
Brother Neary.
Hey, how you doing, man?
I hope you're doing well, and Ms. Green. How are you?
I'm good, thank you, sir.
Listen, I listened to what the Prime Minister said. There isn't any anticipation that there would be any possible vast evacuation from New Providence. New Providence is the hub of the nation. We just hope and pray that, you know, the way how the storm is traveling, we don't have to reach that point. Because right here on the island itself, you have a whole lot of people, and we don't even have enough space to shelter people who may have to move from one point to another. So I guess we have to pray and ask for God's divine intervention. So where these people will be housed, and you did ask a very good question, how long they're going to be here, they are probably anticipating that these people may have relatives, and of course these relatives will have their own issues to deal with. So I think the government is doing the best that it possibly can do. They do not anticipate any mass evacuation from New Providence because a lot of people will be coming here instead of us going somewhere else. So I just hope and pray that things will work out for the benefit of the country, because I don't think the country could afford any mass evacuation.
And, Professor, let me engage you for a brief moment, right? First question I want to ask you is because it's... You're answering two questions, but it should have been into one. One, the first question is the people from Maykal, that southeastern area. You mentioned that more than likely they will go towards family. But if it's a mandatory evacuation, I want to know, since it's mandatory, the key word is mandatory, does the government have a duty of care to people they're saying that they have to move to come to New Providence or wherever they just designate for the place to go? And when I say have to come, if I have no family members here, should the shelter be open so I get access to it, since you say I have to move? That's one.
Yeah.
Second question is, we've never had a Hurricane 5 besides the one in Abaco.
Yes.
No major hurricane, where you say complete devastation or large devastation in recent time of New Providence. If the same type of devastation that happened in Abaco happens to New Providence, where the government needs to reorientate itself, that means the parliament is compromised, their people, personal houses are compromised, I mean, leaders, their housing and their situation are compromised, government agencies are compromised. Is there a current plan to say, hey, this is the worst of the worst, but we have a general plan, not specific because we never had it faced before. I talk about Hurricane 5 for New Providence.
Yeah,
is there a general plan for New Providence?
Not even, Mr. New, if you listen to Ryan, there's not a general plan. See, all you have to do is listen carefully to what the man says. Listen, look at what the plans of the government are. There is no plan for any mass evacuation from the island of New Providence. We are hopeful that we don't have to get to that point. Where are we going to go?
I don't know.
Miami?
Miami?
That's where we can go?
Miami.
The airport is compromised.
See, I think the element of God is being left out of the picture.
Mm-hmm.
We have to seek God's divine intervention, because in those family islands, everybody coming this way. All right? So you're going to have New Providence, even more people than what we got now. We even, people here who may have their homes compromised, they're going to need shelter, so we're going to put them.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm agreeing with you.
The facilities are extremely limited. The government of the Commonwealth of Bahamas is not prepared for any type of mass evacuation if it were to come about. I pray it doesn't.
Oh, we do pray.
Because we'll be in a lot of confusion.
Yes, sir.
As what happened to Abaco and what happened to Grand Bahama. New Providence couldn't take that. I don't think the country could take it. But we have to pray and ask for God's divine intervention. That is our hope.
That's our solution.
I appreciate what the government is trying to do under the circumstances, but they're not ready for that.
I appreciate you, Professor.
Thank you very much.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
We need a national ID card.
We've been saying that for a while.
Right? Because, like I say, if you have to resettle temporarily residents of New Providence on another island, right? I don't think you could tell me I can't come back to my property, right? To secure my property, to begin clearing and rebuilding, even if I have to sleep in tents on my property, right?
We've seen that problem in Abaco, that this discussion was held in Abaco.
Right. National ID cards. And here's the thing. As a citizen of the Bahamas, I'm not required to have a passport.
No.
I'm not required to travel. I'm not required to have a driver's license. I'm not required to drive to be a citizen of the Bahamas. I'm required to have a voter's card because I'm not required to vote.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have to register. If I don't want to, I don't need a voter's card to be a citizen. So we need a national ID that anybody who is, and if everybody resident in the country, if you're a tourist, then you have a key until it's time to go.
Okay. Let's engage some of these callers that are blinking now. Kermit, patch the next caller for me, please. Guardian Radio AM. This is CA Nuri. Aaron Green is joining me. Go ahead.
Hey, Green, your CA and my Fox TV friend. How are you doing?
Good, good.
Wait a minute. Okay, now, if everything in Nassau is compromised by a Category 5 hurricane, all the airports are closed and no place to go, right, to seek shelter, right? I got common sense. I go into American Embassy. Think about it. That's the safest place in Nassau to go if a Category 5 hurricane comes.
You ain't going to the monastery?
What monastery?
In Fox Hill and Bernard Road.
You think they're trying to dead?
That high...
Think about it, right? The American Embassy, the air conditioning, you know that power ain't got no.
Yeah, the monks.
You know that air conditioning percolating.
Monks believe in suffering.
Yes.
Yeah, are you right? The monks believe in suffering. In fact, they believe that if we suffer enough, we could divide the storm.
All right, then. So I think the American Embassy, that's my choice.
Yeah.
You all try to figure out where you're going, but I go in the American Embassy.
I hear you.
Yeah. Don't you think it happened after this by-election when... the PLP announced how much money they spend during the by-election. You don't think the people who are striking will freak themselves out?
Listen, the people who are striking, imagine the residents.
When they have a report on how much money they spend during the by-election, you know all the unions come and say, oh, that means they could pay us.
Listen, I'm looking at the bottom fold of the Nassau Guardian right now. Pick stock. I am the only one who could do the job. But let me ask you a question. Why everybody dress alike then?
Mm.
If you're the only one who could do it. Maybe you're the only one in that shirt. You see all these shirts?
Mm.
All these brand new shirts they have that they give out?
Mm.
If I were running in the by-election for Golden Isles, I would have to be prepared to answer the residents and tell them why all the money I could have spent on making improvements in your constituency, I spent on paraphernalia to win the by-election.
Let's go to the next call by one minute to you. And it needs to be addressed because there's a good comment that the texter did. Caller, come to you right now. It says, good morning. I agree with Aaron in regards to a national ID card. Could not the NIB smart card be used since it's practically the only card we have required to have? The NIB is a specific card. It's a card that was enacted in law.
Mm-hmm.
Can't be used as a national ID card. You can use it as an ID, a secondary ID card. Do you know? You cannot. Well, let me get to this point. You know, if you go to NIB now and you present your NIB card as your primary identification card, they'll turn you down. They'll say you need to bring a passport. Because they don't recognize the this NIB I'm talking to, you know, they don't recognize the NIB card as the primary identification card, even though that's their identification card. Peculiar. But I still agree with the national ID card. They're saying why the NIB card can't be it.
Would you? Are you serious?
Enact to the law.
If I go to NIB, they will not accept my NIB card as a primary. So they're not going to accept the card that is that they could easily verify through their system is valid. They're going to rely on a card that with a system that they need to.
I just live in this country. Just go to the caller, Guardian Radio AM. Go ahead, caller. Call you live. Call girl once. Okay, let's go back to the article. I want to read the article about Get Out into the Record so people can glean about evacuations moving forward. Like I said, I commend the government. You say you don't like when I commend the government, but I commend the government for their effort.
What effort?
The efforts of evacuating people from the Southeast.
Why are you going to commend them for because doing the job? That's their job.
It's the word I like to use. I commend them for doing it. My concerns are, what is next? What is the plan? I need to know the plan. So when I do commentary in the future, I can say, well, this is what they did before. This is the standard. You know, this is the policy. I just don't know what the standard.
Like you remind me of this Abaco something completed on Abaco shelter. I'm trying to find the part where they say construction, ventilation, electricity, and running water are completed aspects of the first phase of the project.
What do you mean by aspects?
It means it's not complete.
Oh God.
Let me read the sentence again. Construction, ventilation, electricity, and running water are completed aspects of the first phase of the project. But the headline says, construction completed on Abaco shelter. I just said, it wouldn't like that to me.
It did.
Yeah. Sorry.
Let's get the article ready to read. Just another text came and says, good day. Will a new voter's card be considered a primary form of identification card?
Can't, because you're not required to vote.
Yes, nor am I required to register. Right? So that's why it cannot be a primary identification card.
Now remember they have
used as a secondary card.
Now remember they have a permanent register, right? Mm-hmm. Now, and so the question is, are you automatically registered by the time you turn when you turn 18? Are you automatically registered 6 months before your 18th birthday where you're allowed to vote, right? Even so, that doesn't mean I have to go pick up the card. I mean, I have to go get it because I don't plan on using it. So, no, voter's card can't be the primary form of identification accepted by the government, nor the passport office. And then here's the next thing. From the moment that you told people who submitted documents for a electronic that they needed to submit those documents again to renew their electronic passport, how much faith do you think we have in that system?
Let's get a quick commercial break here. I have some more texts I want to read. Some of the texts I cannot read because they compromise the radio station. Like, you can't say people's corrupt and call any of I just can't say it, right? But I can read it and read parts of it. For your benefits. I know you spend your money to send a text. This is Guardian Radio AM with CA Nuri. Aaron Green is joining me. We want to know, what's the government plan for the evacuees? Do they have a duty of care? Should we demand to have more clarity, especially the media, on what happens, the steps, especially in the future in regards to Nassau, etc.?
Why you say something so exciting when the music's playing?
The music
if they issue a disaster alert and an evacuation order, mm-hmm. then they have a legal responsibility to house the people that they forced to evacuate through the order.
Yes, and we're going to be discussing that as we're going to see if they mention that. Guardian Radio AM, we'll be right back.
Just sign in and have a seat, please. That's why they call it a waiting room. You won't have that problem at Fourth Terrace Diagnostic Center or Imaging at Rona. We never schedule multiple appointments, so you'll be in and out in no time. And if your initial screening reveals a concern, our radiologists can conduct an alternative screening right then and there. Call 328-8157 to schedule an appointment at 4th Terrace Diagnostic Center or Imaging at Grosvenor today.
Girl, Junior just showed me Bulla Boy in his phone. What you mean? He take picture of that good for nothing boy?
Shh, you don't want Bulla hair, you say that. You know she always say that's my good child.
So what he doing in Junior phone?
Oh, he there because the police looking for him. He on that wanted list.
Wanted persons in your phone now?
Yes, child. And when police want find anybody quick, after something happen, they can send picture direct to your phone. go to Google Play or App Store and search for Crack Crime Bahamas, then pick install and we'll go straight to your phone.
There is also a section on missing persons.
Yes, girl, everybody needs to get this app so police can tell us right away when these people go missing, just like an alert system.
Yes, it has numbers for Crime Stoppers Bahamas, so you can call and nobody knows it's you. Call directly to Miami and give the information without giving your name or anything about you. I tried the other day, and when I hear Junior and his boys talking about where they hide those guns, I walk quick round the corner and call that number.
Call 328-8477 from Nassau or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Don't wait for a storm to arrive. Stock up on hurricane supplies, make home repairs, purchase a generator, and more this hurricane season with a Fidelity personal loan. Make that move today, 567764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
And welcome back to Guardian Radio AM. Article in Nassau Guardian: Get out. Government issues evacuation order from Southeast Bahamas ahead of Melissa. That's Hurricane Melissa, which should be impacting Jamaica at this present time. I'm going to have Aaron Green read that.
But before I read, could you do me a favor? Could you write a letter to QC and tell them you only have me here to read for you?
I like when you read.
And tell Joe.
I
want you to send them a letter.
No, excuse me, sort of comment on there. Let Aaron read. They sent me a text before that. Why would you let Aaron read?
Good stuff. Because they don't talk to me.
They don't talk to you?
But because maybe they thought that I didn't gain any value.
We appreciate you.
Send them a letter. Tell them I could read well. Here we go. Get out. In today's Nassau Guardian, government issues evacuation order for Southeast Bahamas ahead of Melissa. The government has issued an evacuation order for residents in the Southeast Bahamas ahead of Hurricane Melissa, the strongest storm of the year, which threatens to pass over parts of the Bahamas later this week. At last report, Melissa was a powerful Category 5 storm with winds up to 175 miles per hour that was taking aim at Jamaica. The storm is expected to be a powerful Category 2 storm when it heads to the Bahamas on Wednesday. Officials said last night that 1,400 residents from Inagua, Acklands, Crooked Island, Mayaguana, and Ragged Island are expected to be transported to New Providence. As of Monday evening, officials from the Disaster Risk Management Authority confirmed that 274 evacuees from Acklands arrived in the capital seeking shelter. See, I just want to stick a pin there. Mm-hmm. I appreciate why you have the questions, right? Mm-hmm. Why would you write it like that? That they are in... They've come to New Providence seeking shelter. If it's a mandatory evacuation, they only seek in the instructions from the government where to go. Continue reading from the article. Quote, following the advice of the Disaster Risk Management Authority and the Bahamas Department of Meteorology, my government has decided to issue formal evacuation notices for residents in the islands of Inagua, Acklands, Crooked Island, Mayaguana, and Ragged Island, close quotes, Prime Minister Philip Davis said during a press briefing at the OPM yesterday morning. Quote, this notice is being issued out of an abundance of caution to ensure that those most at risk can be safely relocated before conditions worsen, close quotes. Tropical storm and hurricane conditions are expected in the Southeast Bahamas on Tuesday and in the Central Bahamas on Wednesday through Thursday. The Bahamas Department of Meteorology said rainfall of up to 5 to 10 inches is expected in the Southeast Bahamas, which could lead to flooding on some of those islands, as well as storm surge of 4 to 6 feet above normal dry ground. Crooked Island and Acklands are expected to receive the brunt of the storm, officials said. Quote, I'll also indicate that we have likewise issued a disaster risk management declaration of disaster alert for the Central Bahamas, close quotes, Davis said. Quote, Those areas include Auckland, Cat Island, Crooked Island, Long Key, Exuma, Inagua, Long Island, Mayaguana, Ragged Island, Rum Key, and San Salvador. Quote, that is just an alert to those islands about the possibility of disaster coming their way, close quote. He added, quote, all government systems are now operating under the National Disaster Response Framework. The Disaster Risk Management Authority is coordinating directly with the Royal Bahamas Defense Force, Royal Bahamas Police Force, Family Island Administrators, Public Hospitals Authority, the Ministry of Works, Ministry of Social Services, and Bahamas Power and Light. Close quotes. Davis said supplies have been deployed to islands in need. Air and maritime assets are in place for transport and evacuation, and shelters across the affected islands are now operational. Quote, we have five. Oh, let's stick up in there, right?
Mm-hmm.
Shelters.
I thought you missed it.
Across the affected islands are now operational.
That's not us.
But no, pause.
That's not the problem.
Right. No, that's Auckland, Cat Island, Crooked Island, Long Key, Exuma, Inagua, Long Island, Mayaguana, Rum Key, and San Sal. That list is broader than the evacuation list,
mm-hmm.
right? And so we imagine we're looking at this Long Island, Rum Key, San Salvador, Exuma. We expect that. They're not included in the disaster alert,
no.
But shelters are open. I would, out of the abundance of caution, I don't know if it's in the legislative, the administrators, the authority, in case you can't do it in time, to declare if there's a shift in residents in those islands that are not included in the disaster alert, there may be a mandatory evacuation to a shelter on the island.
Mm.
Right? So we're not bringing you to Nassau, to New Providence, but you may be required to leave your home to go to a shelter on those other islands. We continue reading from the article, quote, we have five aircraft that will be leaving New Providence tomorrow morning, commencing at 5 a.m. So that's this morning. DRM Authority Managing Director Aaron Sargent said during a second press briefing yesterday evening. Evacuations will continue through Tuesday. However, officials are urging residents to take heed as there will be a cutoff point, after which flights will stop and emergency assistance will cease until an all clear is given. The National Hurricane Center said Melissa will bring up to 40 inches of rain, 13 feet of storm surge, and 160 miles per hour of sustained winds.
Okay, can we start?
Causing extensive infrastructure damage, flash flooding, and landslides in Jamaica. Hurricane Melissa is also forecasted to be the worst hurricane to ever hit Jamaica, threatening extreme devastation to the island and residents. I mean, there's more, but...
Okay. We're going to the callers now, but let me read this, right? Say, CA, a few questions. How do you feel about a cold-blooded murderer not being charged for killing a seven-month-old baby and they escorted privately to prison? We'll talk about that.
Let me just respond to that briefly. Okay. There is commentary from Minister Respondent Rowe. He spoke to the law. He said that I don't think that is described as murder in law.
I'm not going to read the next comment about the commission of police that resigned, because that have all kind of innuendos. That's not appropriate for radio. Do you believe in climate change? It's evident, right? Does the government believe in climate change because they cut down all of the trees and mangroves? Of course, all the trees and mangroves are not cut down. I just passed some coming this way.
They're cutting plenty, though. It's a bit of hyperbole, right? It's a bit of an exaggeration, but to make a point. They obviously are not following.
As they cut this plant, I see the wife of the Prime Minister planting mangroves the other day. I smiled.
It's a great initiative, but they're still not matching the pace of the trees being removed through wanton and unregulated and unchecked development.
And this next text is a concern about the foreign man with the gun charges being dismissed or whatever it is. But we'll talk about that also maybe tomorrow. But I want to talk to
Hold
him
on, let me just make
tomorrow.
A point.
Go ahead.
Charges not dismissed.
Mm-hmm.
I think the matter in question is whether a magistrate has the authority to issue a fine. Right? The question is, is it that in the magistrate's court, only a sentence can be given, a custodial sentence, and that if a fine was requested, the case must be in the Supreme Court, right? Like a magistrate can't issue a fine for this offense, but a Supreme Court judge can. I think that's the issue at root. But you know how many, if 1,000, but let's do some math, dead caller. If it's a year per bullet, how many years you supposed to get if you found with 1,000 bullets?
They still doing a year per bullet? I don't know they still do that. Anyway, let's go to the caller's stem. I didn't really know they did that still. Go ahead, caller. Guardian Radio AM. You're live. I know you took long. Let's move on to the next one. Guardian Radio AM. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, Mr. Green. I mean, Miss Green.
You could, once you call me Mr. Junkanoo Green, I used to have on a mask. They wouldn't know.
You know what? But you know what? I got a different interview. You know how you keep saying, I am Junkanoo, and that's trademark?
Yeah.
No, I say, I am Junkanoo Green. That's a totally different. That's my name.
No, I was telling you, in case you want to, we are Junkanoo is not yet trademarked.
There you go.
People would think I'm crazy and talking in the third person.
No, because you would be encompassing all of us who don't know our identity.
I love it. Mm-hmm. I love it.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Let me just quickly talk on the national ID system, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, the beauty about a properly implemented national ID system, if such an emergency comes up, believe it or not, properly executed, properly planned, properly done, the United States will accept it as a ally of the passport. And not only that, but they will be able to issue IDs on fly should such an emergency does come up and we need to move their temporary protected status. Because we would have all the information that would allow them to very easily integrate into their systems. They can identify which ones they want to allow them to come and which ones they don't into their territory, which is their sovereign right.
Mm-hmm.
But the ID system, and this is why the government is not prepared for biometrics, because, and it's mentioned in the debate in the House of Assembly, the need for us to go to what is called a privacy regime. In fact, a constitutional privacy, constitutional data protection, and constitutional data sovereignty
mm-hmm.
that allow us to own the right and control of our information. For those who fear information, by going into this data regime, which only requires a law, you know, just for information, we don't bill anything. Countries or even territories or even cities don't bill anything. For example, we could use Amazon as an example. When Amazon wanted to locate to a city in the U.S., they asked bids. I think about a dozen cities made application. One city won. But the mere fact that those other cities made application, those cities became noticed by actually other tech giants and stuff that went to those cities.
Mm-hmm.
Amazon was not going to look for an environment where they already have the technology. Amazon was looking for an environment for which they could build the mm-hmm. technology, build their warehouse. In the same capacity, once we understand that it's simply about legislation, policies, procedures, processes, whatever, we then become attractive to the digital world, but back to the digital ID, and to your concern about housing. One of the things that we have, and you've heard me said about this many times, and I ask people to call me out on it, we have billions of dollars of latent value sitting in data silos across the Bahamas that is necessary for address the failure for us to develop, or be used at the point that we don't have resources, to develop our country and build these contingency plans. The number one plan for hurricanes and global warming, if you want to admit global warming, we don't use that term anymore. We no longer use global warming and other things. We now use climate change because it doesn't allow us to examine whether it's getting hot or cold or dry or windy. So the climate change, but let's say we play along. The fact is now we need to build homes that you don't need to run from to actually go to a shelter.
Okay.
And the shelter will be for those that need particular special care, you know, and different things that beyond the regular living conditions, you know, that mm-hmm. has the supplementary backup, that has the nurses, that have these various different things.
Okay.
But it requires us to now to have a conversation, like you say, of a national development plan, not just the who, the where, this, whatever, but the how to do it. But what it does, though, it lays out a strategy. But there's a bigger problem we have, you know, in the lack of the starter regime. And what if New Providence is hit? And all those paper documents and things and non-cohesive structures we have in place.
Yeah.
In Freeport, Grand Bahama, we saw that when probably $1 billion worth of records went up underwater for storage and damage, and we have never had any recovery.
And this is why we need to have this conversation, C. Allen, and I agree with you. I want to read this text also. It says, so the murdered pregnant woman's baby is not classified as murder, but a doctor aborting an unborn child is a criminal offense? Please make it make sense. Why do we send these people to Parliament? And I see that debate is actually happening social media.
I can appreciate the texter's concern. Texter, you got to delve into the issue a little deeper and understand the kind of reading of the law and how the law works, right? So there are terminations and there are abortions. An abortion is an illegal termination. Mm-hmm. An abortion is a termination that takes place outside of the scope of the policy, right? Or outside of a particular time frame. But these are questions by saying into the law and inform yourself with the language.
We go into the callers now. This text says, patient being charged at a dialysis. They have your bill right there in the office, but they tell patients just pay a little $50 every month. Yes, times a week, your charge. Yes, times a week, your
charge.
Probably
three times because you go three sessions. There are three sessions a week, typically, the dialysis patients have.
Let's go to the caller. Go ahead. Guardian Radio AM. Let's move on to the next one. Oh, did the person hang up? The last text before I'm probably out. This country is truly a banana republic. When I look at it up in the dictionary, it explains everything. Or we are in purgatory and demons are running the show.
We can't produce enough bananas to be a banana republic. I wish we could.
Let's see if we can include these callers.
I mean, we could. We just refuse to, you know.
I still want to know what is our plan for evacuation. I have a topic I wanted to bring up so I can bait you on it. Let's go to these callers first and I'll see if we get a chance to mention it to you. Go ahead, caller.
Yes, good morning, Mr. Nui. Good morning, Ms. Green again.
Good morning.
Yeah, Mr. Nui, a personal question. Are you blind? I mean, I just trying to be...
I am extremely nearsighted. You know, if you take off your glasses, you can't see your glasses no more. It's so extreme.
Aaron, of course, Aaron loves trees.
Yeah.
He loves the greenery. It's almost to the point of insanity where everything is being just denuded. I mean, you see the big portion of tracts of land by the stadium that they have just excavated, just and all the cedar trees laying on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
And Nassau is very small. You see all the gated communities out west and east, and they're cutting down trees, and the government is talking about the solar farms, which when you read up on the pros and cons of them, one of the cons is that it actually takes up too much land. So an island as small as our own, the government must be careful in the amount of land that is allocated for certain things. The land must be managed better, even the greenery. As small as we are, and we're talking about offsetting, right? That's one of the fundamentals of net zero, you know, you're driving that you're producing. Which, if you know, the thing is, what I hate about the radio, you have to have debates, factual debates. People are calling shows and saying things and dismissing everything until we're going to dismiss. You know, you realize as time goes by, all of our civil liberties and rights are being taken away. So, you know, there's the outer islands are very sparsely populated. There's no chance for help, et cetera, et cetera. We live in the province where it's densely populated, where most of the people live. So unless you live in isolation, you're elderly, you're incapacitated in some kind of way, you know, the shelters, et cetera, et cetera. But Aaron always hits the nail right on the head in which the logistics, I mean, but you have to set up the right, you have to have the storm shelters, et cetera, and it has to be before the time comes. And so you're not going to force people out of their homes if the person home is capable of withstanding this, and then the people have a right to take that chance. But what are you talking about? What I'm saying is we live in close proximity to one another. We can always help one another. We don't need a mommy-daddy government in every aspect of our life without applying common sense and logic. When you hear about a hurricane, you first hear about the storm surge. When you look at the pressure within the eye, that determines... They could always juxtapose that with how high the storm surge is going to be. You hear about the rain in Jamaica. The reason why it's dumping so much rain is because the cycling is moving slower. So as it moves north and the cold front eases up, the storm moves faster, hence less rain. But you could look at the diameter.
Okay.
All these things are contributing factors to how much rain dumps on the... I mean, God made these things. But they're putting so much fear in us until they actually want to control us now. I say some things and people think it's really off the wall because they're not paying attention. So what I'm saying is we are cutting down all the trees. I've seen instances, like for instance, let's say some places they could have some properties they clear. They could mandate that a certain amount of trees.
Let me stop you right there. When you see the trees have been cut down, have you led any protesters yet? No? Just making sure. I always say that you can't be a radio activist. You got to go there. If you don't plan to go there, you can't get detained. You can't be a radio activist. Go and put your shoulders to the wheel. Let me see you on TV with placards. Let me see you being disruptive. But if you can't, if you're not prepared to do that, you can't be entertained on the radio, man. You're just talking. In Jamaica, we call that a bag 'em out. Can't be a bag 'em out. Let's go to the next caller. But let me ask you this, Aaron.
Don't. Because all I can tell you is you see how much blue and new clothes inside this Southern Link, Southern Show.
Leave
you know,
the
they could afford to officer for the DPP so they could actually do their job.
They have two of them. They have two of them.
Yeah, they have two.
I think they have two now.
Yeah, two people for the archipelago of archipelagos.
They may need more.
Maybe.
I mentioned this before on a different interview where the two of us were here. The two, at least one and a half now, one in, Nassau Village, the
center. That will also function as a hurricane shelter?
I want to know who owns that. When I say I want to know who owns that, I want to know if it's a government-funded entity.
Does the government own the community center, or does a community entity own the community center?
And I see they're building one on Ross Corner now, too, right? I want to know if that's government-owned, managed, or if it's a community
center.
Yes.
Not a hurricane shelter.
There's a community center, mm-hmm. which could be doubled up to do everything. I'm not sure if anyone is building a
because we don't pay
hurricane shelter per se.
Stop saying that, man. Why are you going to continue that rhetoric?
Do you know of any?
No, why are you going to continue that rhetoric of, yeah, man, the community center could double up as a hurricane
That's
shelter?
That's what they do use it for. But what are they using it for?
That's not the point that I'm making, Mr. Newman.
I hear you.
No, you don't hear me. Continue.
Okay.
That's not the point that I'm making.
That's what going
to
be
I want you to have excitement before they close
the season. I don't know what they plan to use it for. And they plan to use a hurricane center? No? Let's go to the Guardian. Let's go to the phone line. Go ahead.
An insurance industry that would stamp its feet.
Yeah, they ain't doing it either. Unless you want to do it.
Good morning, sir. My apologies.
Yeah, Aaron and Mr. Nouri.
Yes, sir.
Isn't it strange for a nation as old as we are living in a hurricane belt, right?
Mm-hmm.
We still have in discussions, especially when it relates to our southern islands, right?
Mm-hmm.
Hurricane shelters. I'm talking about buildings that were purposely built for hurricane shelter, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because we became accustomed in this country, right, that you could build a building and just stick a sign on it, and then the building's supposed to act to whatever that sign says, right? But, you know, at the end of the day, we have to get serious in this country because, you know, just putting up a building and suggesting that, hey, this building is possibly good enough to be called a hurricane shelter, when in fact to built to at least what to deal with a hurricane. We have to move away from that, and I believe the government's past, present, and to come has to take more serious initiative in constructing proper built hurricane shelters on all of our islands, because for 52 years later, we have to now trying to say that we're going to be evacuating people, or, you know, taking people off these islands for a hurricane, a hurricane of any size. It's ludicrous, man, you know, and it only shows the incompetence of the government and the people supporting this for 52 years, and it has to come to a stop, because only after this hurricane is finished, then we start talking about it, and then when there's a murder, we start talking about that. When there's a bicycle inside the road, then we start talking about that. But we have to get serious in this country, because at the end of the day, lives are in war. You guys have a wonderful day.
And thank you very much, caller. I'll ask you a question. How many hurricane shelters, place built for to be a hurricane shelter, do you know? I only know of one.
And why you want me to say that and you get mad at me for shaming the government? You get mad at me for shaming the government and then I have to...
But we have hurricane shelters.
I can't shame the government. Only, the government could only shame itself.
How many do you know? That's what I want to know.
None.
How many? But we have one.
What?
An Abaco.
No, we don't. It's not complete yet.
But we will be having one then.
Will be?
Yeah.
You mean the same one that was initiated in 2020 at a cost of $1.8 million?
I saw the people.
And they telling me it cost $4.5 million, but it ain't finished yet. Yeah. Not even the first phase complete yet, even though the article says completed.
Yeah. Are we preparing to have anyone? Is anyone lobbying to have any? Like protesting going on the street?
I mean, outside of this constant barrage of common sense.
But common sense ain't common in the Bahamas.
That's why I keep pelting the political class with it. Maybe they'll catch it.
We need to protest.
Maybe they'll catch it
They don't listen to us.
Like how apparently sexual impropriety is contagious like a disease. Yes. Maybe they'll catch it.
They ain't catching it.
Maybe I ain't pelting hard enough.
You may need to go protest. You kind of get it off the radio.
I'm going to go and protest right on. Is East Hill Street or East Street Hill?
Yeah.
It's East Hill Street, right?
East Hill Street.
I'm going to go protest right at the intersection of Peck Slope, East Hill Street, I'm going to go protest right there. I'm going to go capture all of those cars running that stop sign
knock you down.
So I could show the police just how much money they missing from the treasury as opposed to harassing young black men in a small car all day.
Let's go to the caller. Last caller for the day. Go ahead, caller. Guiding radio.
Aaron.
Yes, sir.
I think the architects and the...
Contractors.
It seems as if they don't know what they're doing.
Well, you know, the Bahamas Contractors Association board has not been able to license anybody since the implementation of the new act because apparently there's not even legislation to accompany the board to enable it to license contractors. So for the last 9 years, we've had people, contractors building without being properly licensed. I know that much. Yeah. Do me a favor, Raymond. I need you to call Father Bain from St. Barnabas or Father Joaquin or Bishop Lloyd or Mother Palacios. Call one of them for me. Tell them Erin Green needs some help. She going down that slippery slope. Pull her back to common sense and integrity because... Wouldn't you say some Bahamians like being taken advantage of?
Some Bahamians like to take advantage. Anyway, this has been Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Nuri. Thank you very much, Erin Green. Have a wonderful day. Tomorrow we may talk international news. We talk Motley.
Okay.
And they're bombing in the United States.
Hold on, were they bombing in...
I don't know when the United States is bombing people.
No, because the United States is bombing people.
Yeah, I know. I'm putting my visa in jeopardy. I can let you do that. Have a wonderful day. Bye-bye.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, streaming on GuardianTalkRadio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.